Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophetess Teresa Phillip Dox, and I'm here delighted and excited about it. Oh, yes, my answer is yes, Lord. Whatever you say, I'll do it. Yes, wherever you send me, I'll go. Send me to the nations, I'll go. Oh, yes, I will. Well, glory to God. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to another broadcast, Saturday with the Word. Yes, Saturday with the Word. We are going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go forth with what God has given us to do tonight. And I pray that you're blessed on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, God. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We give you praises. We magnify your holy name, God. For truly you are God that sit high and look low. For truly there's none other beside you. Holy, holy, holy is thou name. Oh, how excellent is thou name, the King of glory. Oh, yes, you are. Father, we praise you tonight, and we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will saturate the phone lines, the airways, Father. We ask you, Lord God, that you would open up the ear gates of the listeners that's on the line, Father, that you would cause revelation knowledge to come forth, God. Use me, hide me behind the cross, Father. As I open my mouth, let my mouth speak what you would have it to say, Father, so that your people who are called by your name would hear what you're going to say tonight. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I say amen and glory to God. Well, again, I am excited. I am excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. You know, you may not see it, and you may not even understand it, but God is moving. He's moving by his Spirit. And if you'll just take the time and go into prayer and meditation, there's melodies that's coming from heaven. Yes, there's a shift that's going on in the spirit realm. Yes, God is, when it was once said that the world is coming to an end, Rakorabosha, God is only saying one thing, that he's transferring this thing around where the world was ruling. The world is coming to an end because guess what? God's people is coming into rulership. So this is a season where the world is coming to an end, but not like you was expecting it, but so that God's people, God's government can be in place. Oh, yes, God is doing something. He's up to something. He's always up to something. And it's up to us to be on our post, to allow our ear gates to be open, to allow our minds to be in meditation, and that our bodies will be still at a place where we can receive what God is doing. For truly, he's an awesome God. Well, on tonight, I asked the Father, what should I bring to your people? And the Lord just said to me, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Lord, have mercy. You know, I just bless him. He said, here come the judge. Talk about judging others. For the Lord said, stop it. Stop it. And you know, when I say what I'm saying tonight, I want all the listeners to know that I'm speaking to me first. Oh, yes, because he's the judge. There's a melody that's coming from heaven, and I want you to stay focused on what God is doing. I'm going to play just a little bit of music, and I will be right back with the word for the hour. just bless God tonight. Yes, 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 for God is moving. And we're going to talk about tonight, here come the judge. Here come the judge. I'm going to ask you to, our scriptures are coming from James, James 4, chapter 4. Chapter 4, we're going to read verse 11 and 12. And I pray that you have your Bibles. I pray that you're ready. And, you know, we just sometimes we can see things that just not right. We can hear things that just not right. And we know in our spirits that it's not right. And it's not God. Oh, yes. And, you know, as things happen and we are able to experience some things that seem to be going on all around us, you know, it comes to a time and a place where we have to learn how to pray. We have to learn how to put it before the Master. How important it is for us to go to our Father and to give Him everything, not just one thing, but everything, and give it to Him in prayer. Now, how many times have we just taken a look at another person and just made a judgment about them? How many times have we just listened to someone talk and we made judgment? On what we hear. You know, I kind of want to say that it's human nature. You know, have you ever felt the sting of being unfairly judged by another person? When they did not even know you. You know, and when they haven't had the opportunity to get to know you, but they judge you by maybe what they see, or maybe what they heard, or even maybe what they thought. You know, what about the times when we just find ourselves knowing that others are judging us, and we find something out, even just finding something that a person has done, or just something that we can just sit back and just think about all the terrible things that a person have done, or even how they continue to do things. And you know what? It's not so easy to look around and just make a judgment about people while we conveniently forget about our own struggles. We forget about our own struggles. You know, it reminds me of so many other stories that even when others have judged me and did not get an opportunity to know me, but they judge me. So I know that I'm not the only person that that have happened to. Now, you could be just sitting around minding your own business, and we are mostly, almost all the time, just sitting around minding our own business. You know, I want us to spend our time together today looking at what Jesus has to say about judgment. See, during Jesus' days, the leaders, the religious leaders, they had a tendency to just judge a person by their social standings or even by their race. See, we do not do this today, do we? Mm-mm, we don't do it. But Jesus made an interesting shift in thought, going from encouraging us to rely on God for our needs so that when we were being judged or are being judged by others, that we would depend on Him for understanding. See, God is forbidding us to fall under judgment. He wants us to be encouraged in Him And I'm going to give you some scriptures. You know, in Matthew 7:1, the scriptures say, judge not that you be not judged. Now let us begin to look at it. Let's look at this thing. Let's just examine it. James 4, chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And I'll tell you, you know, like I said at the beginning, there's some things that we just know is not right. We know that it's not God. And being intercessors, and I hope that all that are on the line are intercessors. But as an intercessor, you have this spiritual insight that God give you. And he'll show you things. He'll tell you things. He'll let you experience some things. And it becomes so difficult not to judge. Because in actuality, a person's lifestyle, they begin to judge themselves. So we don't have to do it, because their lifestyle and what comes out of their mouth and what they do and what they say and where they go and how they are judging themselves. So that's why we don't have to judge them, because our lifestyle will speak for us. So we're not talking about, we're talking about a person that we know is not living according to the will of God. We're not talking about the unfair judgment. I mentioned that at the beginning, but today we're just going to have talk about we do not speak evil of one another. See, the Bible says in James 4, 11 and 12, ouch, do not evil of one another. And I'm going to tell you why. See, the Word of God says, brethren, he who speak evil of a brother and judge his brother speaks evil of the law and judge the law. So if you judge the law, you are not a of the law, but a judge. And there is one lawgiver who is able. God is able. He's able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? And you know, that's an issue that sometimes we can have as Christians, because we can look at a situation and we can look at a person's lifestyle. We can look at a person's language. We can look at, you know, you might know that they're a thief. You might know that they're a liar. You might know that they're in adultery. You might know some things about them. See, and then the Bible, and there's another scripture that tells us that those that sow discord, the Bible say mark them. So the Bible is telling us to put time and space between them because they sow discord, but it's not telling us to judge them. See, we win them by showing the love of God. See, we have to remember that we are epistles. Ha, korapa. We are epistles for our Father. And God is going to do the judgment. As I said in the beginning of the sermon, here come the judge. Here come the judge. See, James was telling us the right way, see, how to deal with this issue. See, James, he was an upfront person, and James just got right to the point when he said, I do not speak evil of one another. And I'm going to, as I go on, I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, by speaking evil of one another, we are judging one another. See, anytime I judge you and anytime you judge me, you and I have stepped over the line. Because, see, we start playing God. It's not only an unsafe place to be, but it's not wise. See, when the Bible says a wise woman buildeth her house, we build our house by doing the things of the kingdom, the things of God, the things that the words tell us to do. You know, I remember times, I can speak of current events and past events. I remember being judged. Even when the person did not know me, the persons, I'm going to put an S on that, did not know me, but passed judgment on me. And it used to bother me. You know, I used to wonder why. Why don't this person like me? You know, why? What have I done to this person? And then after so long, the flesh get into this place where it's like, okay, you judging me. Well, guess what? I'm not going to give you an opportunity to be in my presence. But the devil is a liar. There's a twist in the story. See, when the Bible says that we're one in the body, oh, yes, maybe that person is a thief. Maybe that person is a murderer. You know, being a murderer, you don't have to murder someone physically, but you can murder them in the spirit realm. You can murder their character. You can murder maybe what God expected them to be, because we can wound their spirits. We don't want to wound their spirits. We want to let the joy of the Lord be our strength. We want to love them in spite of their shortcomings. We want to see them as God sees them. Yes. And then as we pray, and as we believe God to do only what God can do and exercise our faith, stretch our faith to see that person being set free, being delivered. Oh, yes. See, it's a God's thing. See, as I was saying, that as we was talking about James, James was just up front. And he got straight to the point. And that's why as my job and your job as a woman or a man of the gospel, that we speak against sin, but we need to call evil evil. And we also need to call sin sin, and we shouldn't sugarcoat it. We should not hide it, and we should not say it's okay. Because guess what? It's not okay. Because guess what? Sin separate one from the Holy Spirit, separate us from God. And we have to keep in our mindset that all have fall short of the glory of God, and that includes me. But allow me to proclaim sin is sin. See, as I pray to God that I would never talk about sin in a judgmental way. See, I can talk about sin, but I don't want to bring no judgment on a person. I want to talk about the sin. I want to talk about the act and not the person. So we should weep over sin in the lives of others, in our lives. And when someone has stepped across the line and offended me or even offended you, see, God give us a clear guidance on how to handle it. See, we're going to go in that private place, and we're going to go to our Father, because guess what? He's going to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And then the Word of God tell us to go to the person in private and discuss the matter in private. And then guess what? It says, with the Word of God says, with gentleness and with love, not with a judgmental spirit. No. There should no longer be finger pointing going on. And I want to tell you, now, let's just look at this. Why you and I should not judge others. As I said, they judge themselves with the lifestyle. So they don't need us to add on to what they have already done. The first point I want to make is, It's not like a Christian. It's unchristian. Let's read James chapter 4 and verse 11. Let's read it again. Do not say evil against one another, my brother. he who says evil against his brother or make himself his brother's judge say evil against the law and is judging the law. Now notice how many times the word brother or a form of brother is used in this verse. 3 times. Why? And I came up with, because we should not speak evil of another Christian, because we are part of the same family. We're brothers and sisters. We're relatives. We're related. We have the same Father, our Father, who art in heaven. We have the same Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have the same Holy Spirit living and dwelling in us. We have been saved by the same blood, the blood of Christ. That is why Paul could say, there's one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, and guess what, and who is through all, and in you all, Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. See, we're family, and family should not speak evil against one another. See, it's not a Christian's job to go around and speak evil of another Christian. But in fact, I'm going to tell you whose job it is. It is Satan. It's the devil's business to speak against God and his family. See, the devil, the enemy, he's the father of lies. And what he does is he'll take our shortcomings, he'll take the sin that may be a current sin right now, and he'll turn that thing around, and he'll cause the person to fall into condemnation, and then he'll fall, a root of bitterness will come up, and then the next thing you know, they don't want to be bothered with God. And next thing you know, the blood is on our hands because we have allowed the enemy to lead us into speaking evil of our brethren who have fallen short of the glory of God. But it is the enemy who is the one who loves to speak evil of God's children. See, the devil loves to bad talk. He likes to talk about God and his family, and when he speak evil against when we speak evil against our fellow Christians, we're doing the devil's work for him. And that's what the enemy's job is. And he described it in Revelation. You know, the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He have judged the Christians. And that is not what we should do. And the second reason we should not speak evil against one another is it's unloving. Oh, yes, we might be able to see the sin in their life. We might know for a fact some things that's going on. I mean, we might know that the secretary might be stealing some of the church funds. We might know that the deacons might be planning on throwing the pastor out. We might know some things. We might know. But guess what? Even though we know some things, it's our job to pray. And that's why when the Lord was telling me to minister this sermon, I knew it was something that I needed to hear. Oh, yes, I'm speaking it, but guess what? I'm also feeding my spirit. I'm feeding my spirit. We must be loving. We must be kind. We should love the Lord, our God, with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds. And this is the great and foremost commandment. And the second one is like this. You should love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22 and 37. And go on to read to 39. But when we judge one another, we are breaking God's commandment. We are breaking God's law. Look at what James tells us in verse 11. What did he say? He who speak evil of a brethren and judge his brethren speak evil of the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. That's what James is saying. And so we feel like, okay, well, Lord, you let me see this sin. Lord, you made it clear to me. And, Lord, you know they just don't like me, Lord. And you know they just unfairly judge me. And you know it's just they spreading it, and it's spreading like flies. It's unjustified when we judge another Christian. James tells us in verse 12, there's one lawgiver, James 4 and 12. And guess what? We're not him. See, the word lawgiver is used 6 times in the Old Testament, and the only one time in the New Testament, but the 6th time it is used in the Old Testament, refers only to God. The same is true right here in the book of James. You know, only God has the right to judge. It's part of God's job. It's part of God's description. It's not in our job description to judge other Christians. And you know what? That's a hard pill, big pill to swallow. Because we just want things right. You know, we just want things to be in a oneness. You know, we just want things to flow. We just want things to grow, and we want the people of God to be perfected. Yes, that's all we want, but we don't want to fall into the area of judgment. We don't want to pass judgment. We want to work on that. We want to pray, and we want to ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. You know, I had a whole nother sermon, and, you know, I was dealing with some things and dealing with some people and some situations, and the Lord just dropped this in my spirit, and I was first saying, you know, Lord, I don't really want to talk about that tonight. And then, you know, I had kind of like turned my sermon over, but God, when I say, Lord, have your way, have your way, Holy Spirit, have your way. That's why it's important as intercessors, as we and the whole body of Christ should be intercessors. The whole body. We're going to talk about now, and I'm getting down to a close. We're going to talk about how to stop judging others. Now, let me give you 3 thoughts that the Holy Spirit gave me about how to stop judging others. See, remember, we got to remember that you will not be judged if you don't pass judgment. But if you judge by the same standards that you judge others. So if you judge with a hard rod, that's what you're going to be judged by. See, the Bible tells us that by the standards we set for others, we will be judged. But if we are to be judged by the same standards that we judge others, we should stop judging people so harshly. Why do I say that we will be judged by the same standards that we judge others? I'm gonna give you the verse. I want you to look at a verse from the Lord's Prayer. I want you to look at this verse with me. Matthew 6 and 12. Listen to this. And forgive us our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Whenever you pray the Lord's Prayer, you're asking God to forgive you. And in the same way, that you forgive others. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 7, do not judge, lest you be judged. For in the one way you judge, that same way you're going to be judged. And by your standards or your measures, it will be measured unto you. I want you to remember that. So since we will be judged in the same way that we judge others, many of us are in trouble. If you want to break the habit of talking bad about people, just remember that what we dish out is what we're going to get in return. See, it's a principle. It's a simple principle. Such as you reap what you sow. Those are principles. We just follow the principles. And as we follow the principles, we get into in remembrance of, if I follow this principle, then I'm always be okay. So remember, the second thing I want to say, remember that we're accountable to God. See, the Bible says, each one of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. I'm talking about a brother now. I'm not talking about someone that's not in the body of Christ. The Bible says, do good to those in the household of faith. And even when we come together, you know, we have to show a loving kindness toward one another, because that person belongs to God. They're God's material. And we got to handle them with care. So Romans 14, verse 12 and 13. So you and I, we're not accountable. You and I are not accountable. Well, should I say, I'm going to say it a different way. You are not accountable to me in the ultimate sense of your life. But I want you to remember, you are accountable to God. See, our accountability to God, and when we are accountable to God, guess what? We're going to instantly be accountable to one another, because we recognize that we all belong to God. So our accountability is to God. And it is said and done that because we're accountable to God, we're going to show some accountability to one another, because we are in the same body, because we love God, and because we're covered with the blood of Jesus. See, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to think that one have arrived and that one have never sinned, and you have not, you don't, haven't fall short of the glory. The Bible says you're a lie and the truth not in you. So the stronger one bears the infirmities of the weaker ones. So we have to pray for God to give us strength. We have to pray for God to give us direction, so that we can use what God has given us, and it can turn around and be a blessing, and that we can draw others into a right sense of a direction in coming toward to the will of God. So we can see sin, we can speak against sin, we can boldly talk against sin, but we don't want to condemn the person. So, again, you know, we keep one another lifted up in prayer, because the word does not change. It doesn't change for me, and it does not change for you. God is so faithful. And then the third thing I want to say is, remember, God is merciful to you. In James chapter 2, he said, judgment will be merciless. to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumph over judgment. That's James 2 and 13. See, God is merciful, and he gives forgiveness when there should be, what, condemnation. And should we act the same way? Now do you remember the story when Jesus, when he told Matthew in chapter, I think that was chapter 18, he said, it goes, and he was saying to him, a man owed $50,000 to his boss, and his boss was kind enough to forgive him of his debt. But the man then went out and found a guy who owed him $5. And what did he do? He tripped. He strangled the guy because he wouldn't pay up. But when the boss heard the news, he went to the man who owed him the $50,000. He said, who do you think you are? I forgave you for that huge amount, and this other fella only owed you a little bit, but yet you have not forgiven him. What's up with that? That's basically what he was saying. Is that how you play the game? So don't give out what you so richly have received. I mean, yes, don't give out what you so richly have received. Remember, you will be forgiven in the same manner that you forgive. See, God has shown us mercy. God has shown us love. God has shown us forgiveness. And how should we treat those who are around us? How should we behave? You know, it just took my mind to this poem, and I kind of don't really know how it actually goes, but it was something about the wrecking crew. And I remember my brothers used to always be quoting that poem, the wrecking crew. You know, I stood on the street, it said something about, I stood on the street in a busy town watching men tear a building down with a holy hoe, and I swung and yelled. But anyway, how the story went, the wrecking crew was tearing down the beams in the side of a wall, and then he said, I asked the foreman of the crew, who was those guys that they skillful was tearing down this building? And as they were tearing down the building, they were actually tearing down this old building, and they were going to build a new building. And so they wanted to find out why was they going to tear down one building to build a new building if they wanted just a building. And so that the man that had skill to build a new building, he was passing judgment on how they were tearing down the old building. But the old building didn't take no skills to tear down. They just wanted to tear down. And then when he began to build a new building, the ones that had no skills to build the old building down did not want to listen to the skilled man because what? He had sown judgment on them on how to tear this building down that it took no skills to do it. So when he wanted to show them how to build this new building, they wouldn't listen to him because guess what? He was getting back the same thing that he had sown. And, you know, when we were kids growing up, that was really funny, but, you know, I don't think it's that funny now, but still, that's how that went. You're going to reap what you sow. So, again, I'm going to say in closing, we have to help one another. We have to help one another not to judge each other, but to forgive and to pray and let God's hand move. You know, because guess what? His hand will move if we get in the presence of the Holy Ghost and we pray for them and we pray for our brethren and we pray for our sisters and we in prayer for the healing of the nation. God's hand will move. I'll tell you, it will move. But it's a different story when we're dealing with evil. You know, I'm talking about those that are in the household of faith. those that are believers, those that, you know, they proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. And again, Lord, I was faithful. I did what you asked. But in the name of Jesus, Father, I just ask you right now that you would help me and help all that are on the line not to judge others, but to give us, Lord God, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that we will be able to look beyond their faults, Father, and we will be able to see their needs, that we will be able, Lord God, to let you work, let you judge, let you tear down, let you build up. But we ask you to use us, Father, and we're vessels to be used by you. We cover this line, we cover everyone with the blood of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour, what you have done, and how you are moving. In the mighty Master's name of Jesus, we just say amen and glory to God, for God is faithful, God is good, God is awesome, God is kind, and our Father is so merciful. He's so merciful. And this is a sermon that we all can grow from, we all can benefit from, because it's so easily to fall in that trap, especially when we see and know that something is not right. So we have to go into the presence of the Lord, and we have to ask him, we need you to move. You know, Lord, we need you to move, because guess what? He reigns. God reigns. He reigns, and he's going to super reign. He's going to always reign in our life. So I'm going to play a little music, and I will be right back. Lord, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're not going to open the lines up tonight, but again, we truly thank you for being faithful to the Lord, being faithful to God, being faithful to one another, believing in one another. And we just pray that you would pray, that God would show you others' needs, that we could be a blessing for them to get their breakthroughs. And, that, you know, it's just a wonderful thing, because even when darts are thrown at you, and you can still pray, and you can still say, Lord, I trust you, and you can still be a blessing to those that curse you. You can still pray for them that curse you, that despise you. I'm telling you, it's a good feeling when you know that you're not what you used to be. Now, you may not be where you ought to be, but you know for a fact that you're not what you used to be. Amen. and glory to God. Well, again, I want to welcome, thank you again for tuning in. Minister Sophia will be coming on next week with the broadcast, The Right Way. The Right Way. She'll be coming on at, I believe it's 9 o'clock Central Eastern Time, I'm sorry. She won't be on tonight, but she'll be back with you next week. So call somebody, tell somebody that Prophetess Teresa and Minister Prophetess Sophia will be on the line next Saturday live. And then the following Saturday, which will be not next Saturday, but Saturday the, I believe that's the 16th, we're going to have a guest speaker that's going to come on, and I'm excited. It will be her first time coming forth on the internet radio, and she's going to come forth with some life testimonies. So we want to welcome her as she comes forth being used by the Master. Well, again, that will be on February the 16th, again, with Saturday with the Word. So we're going to end the broadcast. We want to pray that you have a supernatural evening tonight and also tomorrow morning. Get under the covering of the early rise, to get up early and talk to the Father. And as you go out to the house of faith, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Praise God like it's your last time to praise Him. Be a blessing. Create the atmosphere of praise. Let others see the glory of God so that it can penetrate them. And you will be a vessel that God can use. Embrace someone. Encourage someone. Tell them how special they are to God. Tell them God loves them. Yes. Encourage them. And we at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, we are a ministry of exhortation, of encouragement to build up the body of Christ. And we have one announcement that we would like to make before we end the broadcast. Truly, we're excited and delighted about our upcoming conference. We want to invite you. We want to welcome you to come and fellowship with us at the upcoming conference, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. It will be at the Holiday Inn Express Suite of Southfield. The address is 25100 Northwestern Highway. That's Southfield, Michigan, 48075. And the number there is area code 248-350-2400. The registration fee is $60, which includes all of your materials. It would include breakfast and lunch. And if you stay at the hotel, breakfast is included with the hotel stay. You can register with the hotel, and at first you need to register with us. So you can go to our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. You can go on and register. And then after you register, you will be getting a code that when you call the hotel, that you'll be able to get the rate to book your room. So again, come on and join in with us. Join in with us, and you're going to be blessed. You will be blessed of the Lord. Well, again, we want to end the broadcast. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Enjoy your evening. God bless you, and good night.